Music lives on the Christina Riverfront in Wilmington, Delaware. As WRTI Susan Lewis reports, there, audiences experience the power of operatic voices in an intimate setting.
Grand Opera is a spectacle of sight and sound, bringing together music, theater, and art. Brendan Cook, a singer for many years, remembers attending his first opera.
I saw Wagner's Tannhäuser when I was 19. I was gobsmacked. I sat there and I listened to the overture and I counted the number of people in the orchestra, the number of people in the chorus. I said, my God, somebody sewed all those costumes. Who built that set? How many people are backstage?
Now, as general director of Opera Delaware, Cook works to increase understanding of the art form.
A generation ago, you knew what opera was. You know, if you turned on the Ed Sullivan Show, you would hear Robert Merrill singing the prologue from Pagliacci. Today we don't get that.
And so while this season includes two full-scale productions at the Grand Opera House, Opera Delaware also invites audiences to hear singers in the studio at its intimate riverfront home.
I like to sort of refer to it as the gateway drug to opera. You know, for those people that have objections, I'm not going to understand it or it's too expensive. What this does is it shows seemingly ordinary people doing extraordinary things with their voices. When someone feels that power of an unamplified human voice, I mean, it's just disarming.
Opera Delaware's next performance, Inside the Opera Studio, is November 8th.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.